Hi everyone, you're with Queen Rayson from The Career Coach on the Wellbeing Project. This week I interview my past student and ambassador of the Advanced Accelerator Leadership course, Tiffany. Tiffany shares with us her experience with the course, what she gained, what she wanted to learn, as well as behind the scenes of running a workshop for her crew. There's so much insight in terms of what it's like to be a leader, what are we striving to be as leaders, and what are the challenges that we're faced with as leaders. So please join me in this wonderful interview with Tiffany.
Thanks for having me. It's so great to be here and be able to share knowledge and experience with everyone.
Yeah.
I think it's such a great course. So.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I can't wait to hear about it. So why did you initially join the course? What were you looking for?
Currently my fifth year in yachting, but in those 5 years, I haven't really had the best like leaders to learn from. It's nothing bad against any of like my previous two shoes or captains or whatever, but I've never really had the chance to learn good leadership skills from people because they've always been so busy and they haven't really had time to dedicate to the crew or to the girls. So as I was going more up the ranks and learning more about the job, but not about leadership, I realized, okay, I can't keep going up without getting some leadership skills. Mm. And then I was always following you on Instagram, and then I saw you were posting crazy, amazing, like, not crazy, like, crazy, but, like, really good leadership things, and that's what I inquired you about it, and then I was like, okay, cool, went straight in, got it, and I've literally had the best experience, changed my life so much, but, like, all for the best.
Wow. So was there something you were going through at the time, or you were taking notes while you were in a second stew position going, I would really love to learn how to do this? So, for example, if there was a conflict on board and to improve the communication between departments or between crew members, were you noticing things that you were like, I really want to learn how to do that?
Yeah, there actually was. I think I was temping on a boat, and then there was this really good GQ on there, and the way that she was just delivering feedback, the way that she was dealing with things on board, conflict, all of that, I was thinking, oh, I couldn't do that, but I really want to. And then last season I was with a great chief steward too, and then I saw so many things from her that I wanted to be too, but then I realized, okay, well, I need to somehow get that, learn that, invest it into myself, and then go on from there.
Yeah.
And then now being second, I need to really put that into place and start getting into that, and so it's a great way for me to do the course now as well as practice it in my role, so like win-win.
Excellent. So I hear that feedback was important for you to learn about how to deliver and receive feedback. Were there other any other skills or knowledge that you were interested in acquiring?
I think just being more approachable, and also just trying to keep the balance and by having fun. Because I always love to have fun and have a laugh when I work around. And but it's that important thing of, you know, having the professional side, getting jobs done, being all nice, being an approachable leader, as well as being kind, open, and being yourself. And that's what I really wanted to aim and get there.
Mm. And what do you think the benefits are with regards to being an approachable leader?
I think you have way more trust in the team. I think your team then feels a bit more comfortable being able to come to you with questions. Yeah. I mean, if you are getting asked questions by your team, then not really a good sign, I don't think. But I definitely build more trust and you know what's going on.
Yes. And I think, you know, in our world of yachting, we got this pressure where we have to be perfect and do things right. And I know when we were coming into port and we had to do the fenders, I would literally shit myself because I didn't know what I was doing and I was too scared to like make out that I didn't know in case I was going to get fired for it being green crew. So I think it's so important to have that culture around it's okay to ask if you're struggling with something, I'm here to support you and help you. And once you start building that culture, then you're opening the channels of feedback as well. And that was something that you wanted to learn. And what I'm hearing from your answers in your course, the girls are coming up to you and saying, Tiffany, you know, we haven't finished our to-do list yet. This is where we're at with it. And then you go, well, can I help you? How can I support you to get through it? And you're starting to have those conversations. So you know exactly what's going on with the team, which is so important.
Yeah, it's really good. It's definitely helped a lot. And I think they're way more comfortable with telling me things, asking me questions. And that's good. much better. I'm so happy.
And from my knowledge, this is the first course. You haven't done uni, have you?
No.
So I am very, I know we share similar values. We've got a love for learning and we're very curious. And I'm like course crazy. I can't get enough of them. COVID, I think I've spent $10,000 in courses. Ridiculous. But I get so much out of it, so much value. And I've also done courses where it's really bad, like dry and boring. And there's an art to writing a course or developing a course. And we all have different learning styles, whether it's audio, visual, writing. So it's, you know, through talking, like group coaching or one-on-one coaching. So it's so important to integrate those different styles. What was your expectation of the course before going in? What were you expecting to see?
I definitely wasn't expecting as much information. I mean, normally, like you said, you do go into courses and you get like the minimum or the basics and they tell you what's going on and then okay, you're done, here's your certificate, but you don't really feel like you come out with much. But with this one, I have definitely learned so much about myself, like hidden traits, values I didn't even know that I had. That feedback module was amazing. I'm sure we'll get into that later. And then it's insane. Like I literally thought it was going to be like, okay, cool. Like it seems like good 3 months, okay, let's smash it out. But then going into it, there's things that you find out about yourself, about other people, about how to deal with situations. I am like mind blowing.
Wow.
I've literally learned so much in the best way. And the way that you have implemented the learning files, because normally I struggle to retain memory because I need to like have visuals and like color coded and whatever that I'll remember. But with this, it's easy to navigate and go through things and just learn. It's great.
And I love the application part of the course because I think, as you said, that's a good way of retaining information is actually learning the content and then going to do what you've learned, apply your skills and come back into process. And we did that with the values workshop. So you set off and you applied yourself and you created this amazing values workshop for your team. Can you tell me a little bit more about that and how that went?
Yeah, so after doing the values module, there was an option to do a workshop and then I actually asked you for advice on how to do that and what I should do. So I was like, okay, got the main idea, but like, what can I really do to make it special? And then with the help of you, every Friday when we had no boss on, we were allowed to sit outside and like have finish at 3 o'clock and do some training and do some team building. And that was really nice, I think, because I had a bit of a change of scenery, not the same old, you know, mundane weekly job. And then I had printed out loads of different values I found online and I just printed them all out, cut them out, make sure there was like 5 for each person. And there was 3 of us. So I made sure it was like 5, 5, 5. And then that way it was enough. And then what we did initially was talk about values and like how they work in the workplace and like what they actually are, because I mean, you can't really go be like, okay, what's this to everyone?
Yeah.
And then we had picked out the 5 values. So I would pick out a value for the one girl and a value for the other girl. And then we do 5 each and then we go through them. And then you would see what people have picked for you and what you've picked for them. And I thought that was a great way for them to actually see how they're pictured and how they're perceived, because you always have like negative talk in your head and you never really see yourself, you know, yourself as being like humorous or fun or like outgoing, and you would think that, but you would hope people see that.
Yeah.
And for them it like really reassured them and myself, and it was really good. They learned a lot too, and I also learned how they see me, which I think was a good little bonding session too.
And I think, as you said, like a lot of people fear what other people think of them, and you might have these assumptions, and the assumptions, if they are unhelpful or negative, it can breed toxicity within the team, because you're basing your view, your worldview or your truth based on these assumptions. And this gives an opportunity to provide a safe forum for you to share, learn and grow together, which is vital in a team.
Yeah, and it's very good. It really helped us a lot, I think.
Yeah. So what do you think you have ticked off your learning goals so far? Because I know you have still got a little bit more to go to get through the course, but you've made really good progress. What could you say that you've ticked off your list of what you wanted to learn as a leader?
I think being more consistent, being more open, teamwork, positivity, enthusiasm, being approachable. That was a good one. And then I think just being more confident, way more confident. Mm-hmm. I used to be quite like hesitant and, you know, running the team or taking over my chief, she's not here, and I was a bit like, oh, I'm so scared. Like, I'm messing up, but now I'm way more confident and I feel way more open about it, which is really good. And that was the main thing that I wanted to achieve.
Yes, brilliant. I'm so glad you've kicked that goal. That's excellent. That's what we want. And the limiting beliefs module, now that's quite a unique module and you wouldn't find it in any standard leadership course. And why I put it in is because I think it's so important. If you don't work on your limiting beliefs, you're going to trip up every single time. It's going to keep you stuck. And by working through it, you're going to get long-term results. So I would love to hear your insights with regards to that module and how it's served you.
So with the limiting beliefs module, that was an intense one, but it was a good one. Like, an intense in the way, like, wow, like I didn't realize that was pushing me back so much. Because I had just always thought, like, you know, I wasn't good enough or my work wasn't going to meet the standards. I always have that chat in my head, like, come on, Tiff, like, why do it that way? You're so silly, like, don't do that. Come on. And going back and seeing from where it all, like, stemmed from, originated from, blew my mind. Because I was like, that's how it came from, like, from my past. Mm-hmm. And once I had realized that, accepted that, and been like, okay, that's why I'm thinking that way. It don't have to be, like, I am good enough, the work will be good, you know. Once I had that in my head, then I think that helped me way more with my confidence too, because that was holding me back big time.
Yeah.
And then once I got that out the way, I had a new belief.
Yeah.
Good to go.
Yes. And it's funny because the course actually goes in flow when you look at doing the research inquiry initially. And you get confirmation on things that, you know, you worry about yourself or you might not be aware of, as you said, the blind areas. And it just links up so perfectly to be able to address those particular things that we're concerned about. Yeah. Exactly. So we spoke about values, and values is a huge topic and it can be a bit confusing because there's so many options when it comes to value. And it's like, well, I value respect, integrity, communication, or being a good person. There's so many things, so it's really hard to hone in into what is important to you and the team. And on top of that, what flows again so nicely is the idea of culture, because I think values make up culture. And it's, you can have your values on the wall and saying we want to be an ethical yacht, and then maybe on the floor it doesn't look like that. So let's talk about sustainability, for example. So if crew are not recycling but they want to be ethical, it doesn't align. So going onto culture, because it's a broad topic and we focus on that in the course, what do you understand by the word culture, onboard culture?
I think a leader is more responsible for building the culture on the boat. I think it's sort of, you know, the way that you put together everyone's values and ethics and all that they want to bring to the team, put that together and make sure that the culture is a nice, positive working environment. I think leaders should really hone into how they make their culture on board and how they impact that, affect that, and make sure it's keeping up to that standard of the culture, because everyone's a nice place to work at, I think.
Yes, absolutely. And to remember that during season, because we're back to back and we're so exhausted,
yeah,
that we might neglect some behaviors that we've stipulated are important to the team. So it's about 100%. Being mindful of that. Yeah, very good. So what do you think makes a good leader, Tiff?
I think someone who is approachable, who is able to use empathy and sympathy in the right ways. So putting yourself in their shoes and then also understanding how they feel, being consistent, keeping things confidential, like if someone has to come and, you know, confide in you about something, you'd be able to take that in, keep that person like to yourself, and then also react in a positive way that's not influenced by your judgment or by your views. And yeah, just being able to keep yourself to your values and make that work in your workplace and keep everyone happy and working hard.
Yes. And it's not easy to achieve that, but fantastic job of it. So with regards to the course, I know it's focused on professional development, but are there any other extra bonuses or side benefits that you've experienced on a personal level as a result of doing the course?
Definitely. Definitely. A lot of my friends and family have seen a big change in me in the best way. And I think there's way more personal growth and professional growth all mixed in together. I think it really helps build your confidence. That's the biggest thing too for me, that I really wanted to build that up, and it's helped my confidence so much. The way that you see yourself, the way that you see other people, the way that you approach situations, conflict, there's so many things now that you learn rather than just leadership, because leadership can be like, okay, here's how a leader is compared to a boss, and this is what you should do and you shouldn't do. But it's when you're going into the course and you're learning about how to react to different personalities and people and different views, that's the biggest thing, I think, when you the issues you face as a leader, and learning all of that and learning other people and how to read them and work with them. So many extra bonuses, because I would have never thought that.
Wow. And it's so funny that you say that, because I was speaking to Joey Mean and Sandra, the Yacht Purser, because we're talking about doing a very advanced leadership course. And I was saying how advanced this one is, and there's no ways I could offer a leadership course like this in 2 days, because it is, there's so much information, and I don't want to just push students through the course and take their money. That's not what I'm about. I want to see results. I want to see progress. And if, and that's going to take time, like anything, you know, if we want a beautiful body and we want, you know, a six pack or whatever it is, it doesn't happen in 2 days. Like, you've got to work hard and you've got to be good. And that's what you've done. You've been consistent, and that's why you've made progress and had this amazing transformation. So yeah, it's, I think, important to acknowledge that leadership is so complex, and it's still like, I think it's hard to separate, you know, your personal life as a leader, and then the professional as well. I think,
especially when you live in both.
Yes, yes. So I think it is an enmeshment, essentially, but it takes a lot of understanding, curiosity, and work. It's not a tick and flick sort of course. Yeah. So who 100%. Would benefit from this course? It's amazing. Like, you are in a leadership position, and you're not a chief student yet, but I think it's brilliant that you've recognized the growth that you wanted to embark on to be an amazing leader, and you took action sooner rather than later. So who could benefit from a course like this?
I think anyone who wants to be able to step up, maybe within the next year or two, like me, just getting a better idea on how to work with people, how to view situations, how to be able to deal with conflict, all of these things. If anyone's not really comfortable with, you know, working with people, wanting to understand more of it, even just wanting to learn more, because we all love learning here. I think, it's benefiting for anyone, and anyone who already is in a leadership position and wants to further improve, that's also a fantastic course for them too.
So. Yeah, amazing. And I know that a common objection would be the price tag attached to the course. So if someone was worried about the money, what would you say to them?
Well, I paid it off in 3 months. That took the big burden off, you know, the bank, you know, when you see that big fund go off, you're like, oh. But once it's split up, I think per month, and I think I'm getting way more than what I paid for, to be honest. You get like personal one-on-one sessions with you. I can text you if I have any issues. I get all these extra feedback things from you too. Like, it's always, you're there with me, guiding me through the process.
Yeah.
So to pay for that is, I think, priceless, to have you there, like, helping all the time, all the time. It's like amazing.
Oh, that's so,
you do learn way more than just, you know, being a leader. You learn so much more than that.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's been such a pleasure to be on this journey with you, Tiffany, and see your growth. And I'm so glad that you haven't finished the course yet, so that we can still spend that time together.
I know. I'm going to do another one, I think.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for your time and sharing your insights. It's so helpful to so many.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Thank you so much for having me.
The fact that you're still here listening to this interview tells me that you probably got a lot of learnings and takeaways from tuning in. If you are interested in expanding your leadership skills and leaving your legacy within the industry, then join my waitlist. The doors of my leadership course will be opening soon. Or head over to Instagram where you can send me a DM as well as access a range of leadership resources for this month. Okay, everyone, hopefully I will see you at the same time, same place.